Hey there, everyone. It's Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and you are listening to another episode of The Happy Traveler. Thank you guys again for jumping on with us. We have an exciting show for you today. I have on with me Erica Tellis from Assured Nursing, and she is a recruiter. So we're going to be talking all things recruiting today and hopefully answering some of the recruiting questions that we've seen from you guys from an awesome recruiter. So I'm going to let Erica introduce herself.
Sure. Hi, guys. So my name is Erica Tellis. I work for Assured Nursing. We are based out of Indianapolis, and I've been recruiting for, oh my gosh, since like 2005, so like 13 years. For quite a while, I did term placements all in the nursing realm, and then I have been doing travel nursing for about 3 years now.
Awesome. And how would you describe the profession of travel recruiting? So say we have an audience member who maybe hasn't ever heard of that. How would you describe it to someone?
Sure. I really feel like it's matchmaking, right? In a sense, it's kind of a sales position. Like, I obviously have to sell our company and myself. And but I really feel like it's matchmaking. One, it's matching the nurse with a great recruiter who fits them, you know, and their personality. And two, it's finding that great contract for them, which is, you know, knowing enough about your nurse that you're able to match them up with something that's a great fit for them and that they're going to be happy with.
I love that you just said that it's matchmaking. I have never heard that before, and I love that so much because it sounds like just a win-win situation for everybody, and I totally agree with you, just finding the perfect fit for everyone. I love that. What would you say a day in the life of a recruiter or a travel recruiter looks like for you?
So it's definitely lots of multitasking, switching gears. You know, each day really looks different for me. Because it depends on what is the top priority of the day. And here at Assured, we're a smaller company. So I know a lot of the bigger companies like have credentialing people, you know, they have a contract department, all of those different things. We don't have that. So I'm responsible for the full cycle, not just sourcing, but also submitting, following up, then accepting the contracts, making sure that all the credentials are turned in on time, helping secure their housing if that's what they need. So really, you know, I kind of organize each day differently depending on what needs to be done to meet those deadlines to get my people working.
So you're incredibly busy then, it sounds like, all day long.
Yes, usually, yes.
Yes, yeah. Well, that's awesome. I think that sounds pretty fun, though, as well. I mean, you get to spend time looking for these awesome people, and then you get to find them, help them find their dream job and get everything set up. So that sounds like fantastic. We're very aware of the common misconceptions about the recruiting, just recruiting in general. What do you think are the most common misconceptions, and how do you work to set the record straight with those?
Well, so I really think the biggest misconception is about recruiters or about travel nursing companies in general, is that somehow that we're getting rich off of these nurses working, you know. And I really think that the nurses don't understand kind of the difference between what we're able to bill versus what we're able to pay and what goes into that. So as far as setting the record straight with regards to that, because I don't ever want any nurse or any of my employees to think that, you know, that we're taking advantage of them in any way, because that's not the case. And so I am completely transparent. I am more than happy to share what the bill rate is. And then I explain to them, okay, this is what the bill rate is. Then, you know, if we're looking at a job through a VMS or, you know, some sort of vendor, they keep a certain percentage right off the top. And then, you know, once you factor in employee taxes, employer taxes, our overhead, this is what's left that I'm making off of each hour that you work, which, you know, ranges, it's not much, right? It's a few dollars an hour typically. And I feel that the more that you share with regards to that, and the more transparent that I am, as in I have nothing to hide, the better the relationship is. Because I want them to be happy with what they're getting from us. I want them to feel like that I am absolutely giving them the best rate that I possibly can. And that's one of the things, you know, when I have employees that then get extensions and they say, hey, can I get a raise? And then my response is always, well, you know, because you extended, that doesn't change the bill rate. I still can only bill the hospital the same amount. And I gave you the best that I could give you up front, because that's what I would want someone to do for me.
Sure, sure. So it sounds like the gap, kind of that misconception gray area, can be filled just through education.
Well, I definitely think so. I just feel like the more knowledge that they have, and the more transparent that we are, then it fosters that relationship. Because I think if they ask questions or, you know, want information and you're not able to give them that information, then they automatically go to a place of, hey, they have something to hide.
Sure. How do you think that the nurses or the travel population, because I know there's a bunch of allied travelers as well, how do you think that the travelers would describe the nurse-recruiter relationship? What do you think they would say needs to improve, and how do we do that?
Well, I really think that one of the biggest things that I see that they think needs to improve, and, you know, I participate in all these different groups on Facebook and whatnot, is that transparency. I think probably the majority of nurses that you ask would say that they have a good relationship with their recruiter. And, you know, I have employees that I would say that I have a great relationship with. You know, I know about their families. I know when their kids getting married. I know when their kids go back to school, all of that kind of stuff. So, you know, I do have those nurses that aren't so open to, you know, a relationship or with myself as a recruiter, and that's fine too. You know, they're strictly business. They come, they want to know what jobs I have. You know, either they want the contract or they don't. I really feel the better relationship that I have with my nurse, I'm able to know, you know, if something's off. I'm able to call and say, hey, you know, is this working for you? Is it not? And how do we fix it? Because I think you really have to know your nurse, or, you know, your employee, whether it's nurse or allied health, to understand if the contract is meeting their needs, and if it's not, how we fix that.
Sure. And it sounds like a lot of the relationship issues would only come up then from miscommunications. And so it sounds like as long as there's great communication between a recruiter and a traveler, especially since we're dealing with money, which everybody gets a little testy about, I think there is no reason for it to be a negative experience. And it sounds like you're doing everything right, just being transparent, being open, being honest, and then just kind of letting the individual traveler be themselves. You know, maybe they're really open, maybe they're not, but just as long as there's honesty, it seems like they can, for the majority of them, can be positive.
Correct. It's just, it's like you said, it's education, it's being transparent. You know, it's explaining everything up front. I'll explain everything, whether it's, you know, the reason that we have to pay you differently for orientation hours or how your per diem works, whatever it is, I'm happy to explain it. And I think just the more educated that they are about it, then they feel that you really have their best interest at heart, which, you know, ultimately I do. I always tell people, like, you have to do what's best for you.
I love that. And I love that you're so open to knowing that this is, you know, somebody's life and someone's job, and they have to make those choices, but you handle it with professionalism and open communication. And I think that they'll come back to you, Erica. I think people are really going to, and I'm sure they already do. I'm sure that really resonates with people. And I think that probably really draws people to a recruiter just like you. What would you say is the most rewarding part of your job?
The most rewarding part is, you know, when I have that great relationship with someone and then I see them in a contract that they love and they'll call me and they'll say, you know, I love this place. I love the area. The people here are great. And it just gives you that great sense of satisfaction that you have actually, you know, help someone or made somebody happy, because there's so many pieces of this job that sometimes don't go right. And, you know, everything as far as a recruiter, our success is dependent on other people's decisions. It's dependent on the hospital calling your nurse. It's dependent on the nurse taking that call. It's dependent on the nurse taking the, you know, the contract. And so, to know that all of those pieces fell in place and that they got to a place that they really like and they're happy with, that's the best thing.
Sure. How do you think that you are different from other recruiters?
I think anybody that really knows me that you would ask would say, again, my honesty. I'm a really firm believer in treating others as I would want to be treated. And whether I like what you're going to say or not, I want you to be honest with me. I don't want you to tell me what you think that I want to hear. I want to know whatever, you know, the truth is. And that's how I treat my nurses. And I just feel like, you know, you always know what you're going to get with me. And
sure.
Whether it's I have to call and say, you know, they're canceling your contract because you've done something that you shouldn't have, or, you know, I just put it out there and like, okay, how do we move forward from here? What do we need to do to fix this versus avoiding the situation or whatever it may be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really nice. I really like that. I think that's a great way to just go about everything. Open, honest, communicative. Sounds good to me, Erica. I would totally be your travel nurse. What is one thing you would say to all travelers about recruiters if you could?
I really think, you know, recruiters or the company, obviously it is a business, you know, but I really feel that most recruiters have your best interest at heart and really want, you know, to assist you in finding that great job. But also on the flip side, you know, you have to trust in the process. You have to trust that we know what we're doing and that, you know, we are able to get you through the process and get you started. And a lot of the only pushback that I ever get is with regards to, say, credentialing or all the things that the hospital requires and the timelines that are imposed. And you know, I always tell my employees, like, I'm not putting these timelines on you. The facility is. And so we just have to go with the process. And then hopefully you'll be in a contract that you love and be happy and working and making money.
Definitely. Do you have anything to add for our audience before we sign off? Erica, this has been awesome. But where can all these people now that I'm sure are going to want to run to you, where can they find you? And what is the future for Assured, especially in these upcoming months, looking like?
Sure. So we are on Facebook and Instagram as Assured Nursing. I also have a Facebook page just under my name, Erica Tellis. And we are going to be at TravCon for anybody who's going to be there. We are actually in booth number 414. So come out and see us. We're going to be giving away some really cool t-shirts and we have a couple of other things. But moving forward, I mean, we are kind of here at Assured in a growth phase and we're hiring some new recruiters and just looking to really grow our base of travelers. So if you're looking for a new recruiter, definitely give me a call.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. And Wanderly is a proud partner with Assured and we're very, very thankful for that partnership and to be able to work with you at TravCon for our special surprises. We've got tons of fun things planned for all of our travelers. And Erica, thank you so much for jumping on That was the Happy Traveler all about recruiting. I learned so much just from those few minutes. I can't even believe some of the things that I didn't know about recruiting. And I'm so glad that we were able to kind of put to rest some of the misconceptions and kind of talk about the stigmas and work through them, and then give you an opportunity to share kind of the recruiting side of everything. It's so interesting and so many people are curious about it. So thank you so much for joining me. That is another episode of The Happy Traveler. I'm Nurse Kelly, your host, the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly, and we will be back next week with another episode.